Yeah, welcome family, the Melbourne Cup edition of the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis here for the next hour or so to take care of your business. Congratulations too to all the Triple M family, especially those that have picked up the cash in the Rush Hour Melbourne Cup sweep. And I'm talking about Amelia, who wins $250,
nice.
Rocco with his second prize, $50 as well, and Ian, who came third with $50 as well. And that's all thanks to Powell's Parafield Airport Liquor Store. Jars, SA's trifecta in unique wines, spirits,
well
beer. So well done to everybody involved. We'll have the last 300, the interviews with Kieran McAvoy and Charlie Appleby, the trainer, coming up in a couple of minutes' time. Yeah. But Jars, you and I made some very valid points off air before the show started.
Yes, Lou.
Why is it not a nationwide public holiday, Melbourne Cup? They're now saying it, not only is it the race that stops the nation, it's the race that stops the world. And if that's the case, it should be a public holiday.
I'd lock it away, because we know it's a public holiday in Melbourne.
Yes.
But we've got bozos making decisions, haven't we, really? Right across the country we have bozos.
Fair income we have, absolutely.
That's what I call them, they're bozos. They don't understand.
Get it together.
Mate, just imagine if this was a national public holiday for the Melbourne Cup. We have a Labor Day holiday, which is just a waste of time. Mm. Replace it with that or do something. Morfettville will be jumping out a lot, wouldn't it? It'll be chockers down there, all around the country.
And the pubs.
Party time.
And everything else.
Party
time. Fundraising. The state would actually be a festival state.
Absolutely.
On this day.
And I'm telling you, you're spot on. You said it last year. They should listen to you, Lulu.
I don't get it.
The Oracle.
What do we love? We love a punt, a beer, and hanging out with our mates.
Yep, and seeing our lovely wives and partners dressed up. And seeing those beautiful horses run around getting whipped.
And what you do is you make school 9 to 5. So the pickups aren't until about 5:30 or 6.
Oh, no, you can't.
Is that a fair call?
But if we're having a public holiday, the kids have got to have a holiday.
No.
That's where you get granny and granddad involved.
Oh, that's good. Nah. That's good.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. It's an adults only public holiday.
You want adults only Melbourne Cup.
If you're floating around
the
streets.
So the kids have to go to school.
You've got to be able to produce your ID.
What about the poor teachers?
Yeah, what are the teachers?
Oh, look.
Oh, you haven't thought this out.
I have. You know what?
What are you going to do?
What, you don't think they get enough holidays?
Oh, no.
You don't think the teachers.
I'm telling you.
Every time I see one, they're on holiday.
My daughter's a teacher, and they deserve every holiday I get.
What, for putting up with all the little
for
brats?
For putting up with all your kids.
No, teachers and kids go to work. Everyone else.
Can't believe this.
Go hard. And we'll pay the teachers more.
Oh, we're going to pay them more, are we?
Yeah, with our winnings.
Not with our bozos with our making decisions. Anyway, what a race. It was flooded this morning, Lou. Oh.
Melbourne, I tell you what. What? They were flooded at the stations. They couldn't even get off the trains to get onto the train.
No one could get anywhere.
The winning post was about to sink at one point. It was unbelievable.
Oh, where's this weather going?
All right, we ready?
Come on, I've got to straighten up.
Round of music's on.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about the Sanford proposal. We've got Mumford's penalty. It's been handed down.
Shane Mumford.
GWS.
Was Shane Mumford's penalty given out a while ago?
No, throwing that out under the darkness of the Melbourne Cup on a public holiday in Melbourne, trying to sneak that one through.
I thought that was given out.
It's been thrown around for a while, but the official penalty has come.
Oh.
Again, if you missed it, Cross Counter has won the 2018 Lexus Melbourne Cup, ridden by our very own Kieran McAvoy.
Yeah.
The kid from Streaky Bay picks up number 3. What's your biggest win?
And your calls.
Who cashed up? 1-333-53 gives the call. If you back the winner of the cup, want to talk to you. If your pockets or your sock drawer is bulging.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on Triple M.
With money, that is.
Cross Counter is dancing all the way to the bank.
And
after a great performance,
so is his owner and so is the jockey. If you missed it, the closing stages of the 2018 Lexus Melbourne Cup.
300 to go. It's Finch with a Prince of Arran on the outside. Rostropovich is running on and Marmello back to the inside too. A Prince of Arran at the 200. Marmello wearing it down. Marmello gets up on the inside and here comes Cross Counter. Cross Counter coming at Marmello. Cross Counter's flying. The Blue Army have done it at last. Cross Counter has won the Melbourne Cup from Marmello, a Prince of Arran Finch.
Pretty sweet call. So the numbers were 23, 9 and 17. Reminiscent of the great Kiwi coming from the clouds, Cross Counter, especially on a day like today. Unbelievable victory. So great work. And our man from Streaky Bay, Kieran McAvoy, bags cup number 3.
Well, Kieran McAvoy, you're an old hand at this. Your third Melbourne Cup. Wow, what a run.
Yeah, we were lucky. Obviously, terrible that horse breaking down and we were lucky to get through. Oh, what a thrill, mate. To do it for Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Charlie Appleby, obviously get off and being a huge supporter of mine, and what a thrill to do it in the blue colours, winning another Melbourne Cup. Well done to Charlie, well done to this little horse. I was back a bit further than what I wanted. I knew I was full of running. I was on the back of Yucatan, and he seemed to be empty, Yucatan, and yeah, look, I'm just lucky recipient. I can ride light and get on these lovely staying horses, prepared unbelievably well by Godolphin and Charlie Appleby and my third Melbourne Cup.
There he is, Kieran.
Good on him.
And I tell you what, I've met the old man. He'll be going bananas.
Oh, wonderful family. Great South Australian family.
Loves the sherbet and Streaky Bay. He'll be going off.
Absolutely. What about the horse when he goes back to the stables with all his mates? Mm. What, the swagger.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little wash down, a little roll in the sand. Just a little up.
And all his mates next to him go, oh, look at him.
And he gets himself a little cup. He'll probably have a little drink out of the cup, you know. Put a bit of feed bag around it and get amongst it.
Just imagine being the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
He'd be tired, though. He's been up since 5.
Yeah, true. Very good ride.
Amazing stuff. All right. Did you clean up? Did you back the cup winner? Yeah. These are all quintessential Australiana bragging rights. Yeah. We need to know, family, because we're here to help.
Mm.
What a smart man will do in this situation, or lady.
Mm.
What do you tell the better half?
Yeah.
All right. Do you give full disclosure? Part disclosure?
Is it like
or zero disclosure?
Is it like going through customs?
It is. Next. Like when I was going to Bali.
Yeah.
Nervously you put up the passport and just say
just to make
there,
sure that
take your hat and your glasses.
You look
off,
for the green
and they look at you.
The green little
and they go,
the green arrow. Yeah.
Up down. Yeah, up down. Up down.
Right, clear.
How long will you be staying?
Yeah.
Ten days.
10 days. That's it.
Yeah, you're a little bit toey.
So that's what we want to know.
Call us now if you cleaned up and filled up the pockets.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour Customs office is open. We will tell you what to declare.
Yeah.
All right. Nudge, nudge. Yeah. Wink, wink.
And do you tell your partner?
Well, do you?
Oh.
I mean, if it's your IP, you know.
Would you tell Ange if you cleaned up today?
If I had cleaned up with no input from her, I would, and depending, let's just say I cleaned up pretty well, I'd come home and then I'd probably throw a little bit at her. And then also I would have probably $100 stuck to my forehead.
An early date night.
Saying hello. Hello, I'm flushed with cash, babe.
Oh, yeah.
What do I get for it? You know, that's a given, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that is why it needs to be a public holiday. 1-333-53, give us a call. Tell us if you cleaned up.
Great prices.
Big time. We'll tell you what you need to declare.
Jason Lurie, the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
Do you declare like cricket?
Rush Hour with Jason Lurie, 104.7 Triple M.
Anything to declare? That's what we're asking, Jars, today on 1-333-53, Melbourne Cup winnings. What's your protocol? Do you go home and tell the good half? We've got a bloke here at work, Vinny Shannon.
He just cleaned up on the
He won the office suite.
Office suite.
And the odds are so short,
yeah,
like winks-like, that he will not tell his missus how much money he won.
Yeah. Well, I hope he tells Kelly, because she's lovely. She's, you know.
Is that Kelly Shannon?
Yeah.
Kelly. Well, she'll get half when things go
pear-shaped. Surely he'd tell Kells. Surely Vinny would tell Kells.
Surely.
Love, I've just cleaned up.
But is there
got
a limit?
Got a cup, and we'll go for din-dins tonight.
Is there a limit? But maybe he keeps it a secret and surprises her with a night out, and she thinks, God, he's being really romantic and great. But with, you know, earnings. Mm. Like my wife has just responded to what I suggested earlier.
Yeah.
And she said, I'd buy myself a Rolex, then I'd tell you what I had left.
Oh, brilliant. She should do radio.
Sir Splash, I won $20 in the office suite. Might be able to get 3 litres of petrol on the way home.
That's good.
He hasn't lost it.
And Dave Cruel Devil, my son, won $10, and Jars has got more hairs on his head than I won.
Oh, well, Dave.
Let's get to the phones.
Maria of Kensington Park. G'day, Maria.
No, I'm not from Kensington Park. I actually live in the western suburbs now.
All right. Let's just go with Maria.
Go.
Hi, Maria. How
go,
are you?
Maria.
How much did you win?
Yes, good, thanks. $24 on Cross Counter.
Yep.
And the other one was $34, my Mellow.
Oh, nice. Now, are you going to declare? Do you have a significant other?
To the old boy?
Sorry?
Are you going to tell him?
Tell him what?
Thought so. Right, okay.
Tell him that you've had a win.
I did. I had a win. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, right. I thought it was code for, like, she goes, what win?
Two winners.
Nicely done. Thanks, Maria. And we'll change the suburb on the phone.
1-333-53. Let's go to Shane of Glenelg North. G'day, Shane-o. Shane-o. Shawnee, is he there?
Shane.
He's there.
Shane.
Shane.
Too busy counting his cash.
Paul, anyone. Shane, he done a runner on us.
Nah, he's done, he got nervous. You know why? Because we couldn't disguise his voice for him.
No. Well, he's done a runner. As soon as we go.
Well, this is a real hot segment, this isn't one.
Fair dinkum.
Tell you what, look.
Do you want me to give away some money for the quiz?
Paul, hey, I got one here. Right, Paul from Ottawa. Paulie.
Hey, Paul.
Oh. Fair dinkum.
Can I just say something?
Stay home today.
I'm going to finish this segment on a sad note. That, and one of our boys backed this horse, Cliffs of, is it Moore? Or am I just checking the pronunciation of it? Broke his shoulder and had to be
coming
put
out
down.
Of the gates, was it?
Well, not long. Remember, down near the winning post for the first time. So one of the tragic stories of the Cup, otherwise on a fantastic race, but that is really, really sad.
What number was he?
Number two, that's yours. Jeez. The Cliffs of Moher. So, unfortunately, had to be put down. So, that is the sad story of the day. That's it. We'll try and get it up from here.
Just changing tact for a moment.
Paul, you there, Paul?
No, Paul's not there.
No?
Oh, we can try again. Paul? No, he's not there.
Jeez.
I think our phone system's crashed.
Slick, isn't it?
hang on. Sir Splash has just whacked us.
Who's idea? So Splash says, whose idea was to have a Melbourne Cup phone in? I'm almost as full as of the tumes, the fumes, isn't it? The fumes of.
It's a good tweet.
Yeah, I'm almost drunk of the fumes from the radio.
2K Tuesday, you want to win $2,000?
Is this segment done?
It's done. 133353. Give us a call. Thanks to Automasters. 2K Tuesday.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Stuck in traffic? Check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
$2,000 up for grabs, thanks to Automasters in the quiz with No Name. 10 questions, 60 seconds, Jars. It's pretty straightforward. We throw in the Automasters lifeline to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And what a day to pick it up. If you didn't back the winner in the cup, just win the quiz on our show.
It's $2,000.
It is. Who's playing?
Owen from Parafield Gardens. Welcome, Owen, on Melbourne Cup Day. Did you win?
No, I didn't, unfortunately, guys. My horse got second last.
Oh, well, chance at redemption here, Owen.
All right.
One Automasters lifeline. And time will start at the end of the first question with the big juice. All right, you ready to play?
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, all the best of luck.
All right, Owen, who won the Melbourne Cup today?
Cross Cannon.
Who top scored for the Redbacks yesterday against Victoria?
Pass.
Okay. When is the next one day between Australia and South Africa?
Pass for a sec.
Who won the Melbourne Cup last year?
Last year was pass.
Okay. What sport does Wang Kuang play?
Wait.
He just said pass.
You're three misses.
Yeah, you got one right.
You got one right. What sport does Wang play, Owie?
Automaster.
Yeah, good call.
So what's the name of Adelaide's baseball team?
Bite.
Pass.
Bite, he said.
Bite, well played. Where in the hills did the Adelaide Crows have their pre-season training yesterday?
Malala, I have no idea.
Malala, yep.
Who's the major naming sponsor of the Melbourne Cup this year?
Lexus.
What part of the body has Socceroos young gun Daniel Azani seriously injured, Owen?
Lead.
Which jockey won the Melbourne Cup this year?
Karen McAvoy.
Who top scored for the Redbacks against the Vicks yesterday?
Carl Ferguson.
Right. Okay, Melbourne.
Okay. Intriguing understanding of the rules.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
What's he win, Jar?
Double pass to Ice House with special guests, the Sunny Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Dore me.
Oh, yeah.
And Mental as Anything. You like them, don't you?
Yeah, where's it at?
Glenelg Beach, nice. February the 10th, which is a Sunday, and you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Yeah, The Nips Are Getting Bigger is one of my favourite songs.
That is one of my favourites.
It is.
Owen, bad luck, mate.
That's all right. Thanks very much, guys.
Have a great afternoon, Owen. For those playing along at home, top score for the Redbacks yesterday, Chatty Sayers.
56.
That's his maiden first class. Half century for Chetty, 56.
Yeah.
Next one day between Australia and South Africa. Poor question. Friday.
This is Friday, yeah. Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, Melbourne Cup last year. Rekindling.
Yeah, good race.
Good race.
Oh, number five.
Automasters. Wang. How did you pronounce it?
Wang Kuang.
It's tennis, and Ash Barty beat her to win the title.
Isn't she fine, our Ash?
Oh, absolutely.
Do we own her as well?
Yeah, one of us. Mount Barker was where the Crows trained at yesterday, and everything else was pretty handy. But what's with the three? If you have three passes in a row.
But he got the first one right.
He got cross counter. Then he went pass.
No, but it's the first three.
So technically, nothing answered.
Lou, technically, if he went pass, or three wrong in a row, we shut him down.
Yeah, that's what I thought as
well. That's the rule. It's only the first three, Lou.
No, it's not the first three.
He's okay.
You can look at the history of the sport, and that is the quiz with no name.
We have
shut them down mid-quiz.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, that's rogue. That's when you go rogue.
That's when you go rogue. Get bored with it and you go rogue.
The first three, so it's just if you miss the first three.
Look, Caroline, no. It was okay.
It's like the backyard. If you play and miss three times in a row, mate, you're out.
You're not out. Getting your eye in.
No way. It means you.
I need to play in your backyard.
It means you're a Jeffrey boycott. Hello, Jeffrey. Honestly, what are we putting up with around here?
I'm with Charles.
Used to be an elite show with elite honesty.
Have you got a Ford? Switch and save at Automasters.
I'm elite.
On your servicing and repairs, that's Automasters. Call 1300 Automasters.
You're no longer elite.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Get elite!
The Rush Hour with Charles and Louis here at 104.7 Triple M.
Bit of footy news floating around, Charles. Shane Mumford, the official penalty has been announced, mate. $25,000 fine. A voluntary strike under the AFL's illicit drugs policy. 2 games suspension in 2019, the first 2 games, if redrafted. I think all that suggests that he's going to be redrafted because otherwise why would you be getting a strike?
Correct.
As well. Plus drug and alcohol education and counselling for the Big Mama Fire after that video got released of him devouring some white substance back in the day.
Good.
All right, so that's done and dusted. Yep. Port Adelaide also hit the training track yesterday. My intel says no toolies down there. By that, I mean no old blokes hanging around like at the Crows. 1 to 4 year players. Michael Voss has made a big statement, and we're on statement watch this preseason. Here's Vossie.
When we are under pressure and we have less time and the scoreboard's against us, that we do the right things at the right time. We're not happy where we are. We finished out of the final. So as a result of that, change will exist.
He's promised a boulder.
You can quote me on that.
Okay. Promised a bolder port in 2019.
Okay, so there's our first one.
Change.
There's our first big statement in pre-season football.
We're compiling a file.
Because
that's what we're going to do. And we're just going to make sure if it doesn't happen, we'll bring it up.
It's all talk.
I mean, just shut up.
Shh. Don't say anything.
Just
turn up round one.
Zip.
And then you can make some statements after your first game.
Exactly.
But already we're seeing it. And if I see one coach or an assistant coach or a player come out and says, geez, we're fitter, we're bigger,
we're faster,
mentally stronger. And it's November.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
Haven't even struck the cup yet. They haven't even started the build.
So that's the file. We're going to start as of today.
All right, zip it.
You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look,
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
I want you... Stop.
Zip it.
If you just... one time...
Zip it.
So let's ring Vossie, get his voicemail, leave that... from us. Yeah?
Clear. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we don't make any silly statements, do we, Lou? We're pretty well measured.
Absolutely considered. Both sides of the equation. Public holiday for everyone but teachers and students.
Now.
Melbourne Cup.
We got a lot of...
Exhibit A.
Now, can we talk about this?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Jordan Murdoch. Yes. SA boy, cut from the Cats, has been picked up off of the Lifeline from the Gold Coast Suns, 3-year deal.
Okay.
He is aware they do not have daylight saving up there, so therefore there's less sunlight.
He just needs to get a bit more intensity at the contest.
Yeah.
That's the part of his game that he needs to work on, but he'll be a good pick up for him for his outside speed and his beautiful kick.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Good
terrific
luck to
young
him.
Family and a good lad too.
All right, big statement that came out yesterday. Sanford Juniors, Jar. I'd love to get your thoughts on this one. All right, the idea being that now that up to under 11s, they're not going to play for premiership points.
No.
Not going to keep goal kickers. They're just going to revamp it and just put the fun back into footy.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
A lot of parents are very angry with this decision. Personally, I think it's a load of garbage what the Sanford is doing. And the quicker the Adelaide Footy League pick up the junior program and take it back and drive it themselves, the better junior football be in the whole state. Anyway, the decision's been made, but I'm led to believe, Lou,
a lot of backlash.
It's a massive backlash towards the SNFL. Ben Hopkins is the one that's driving this rule change.
So what is wrong with anyone who is 8, 9, 10?
Mm.
What is wrong with having winning or losing?
Mm.
Putting your name
Don't you want to know if you won or lost?
Whether you kicked some goals or not?
Don't you want to know? Don't you want to know as a young kid
what is
if you've won
that?
Or if you've lost the game?
Yeah.
Don't you learn from losing games of football?
Yeah, absolutely. And you get that winning feeling. I mean, it's
a great lesson to learn when you lose. It's a great lesson.
Not being able to sing the song on the ground, or you've got to be further away, like in Victoria. You've got to be a certain distance away. You've got to do it in your sheds, not out on the ground.
Correct.
I mean, we're going crazy. I hope they're all getting participation medals.
Just to turn up. Don't worry about putting your gear on.
I got the email.
Here's your certificate.
I got an email during the week from the school. It said, do you want to put your kids' names down for participation medals?
Don't mention your school, please.
Do you know what
please.
Button I hit?
Oh, you would
delete. I just deleted it.
Well done. Where's it coming from?
Do I get a participation medal for being on this show?
No, you don't.
No.
You don't. Sure. Not even when you turn up for work.
Exactly.
I mean, what are we breeding?
Do I get
what
a medal
are we teaching
for
these
participating
kids?
In life? No.
No.
No, I don't.
So this is your school that your kids go to? Yeah, well, I know I've got to mention, but
I think a lot
most
of
schools would do
a
it.
A lot of schools are doing it. They all do it.
Is that the path they're going down now?
Sporting clubs everywhere. Everyone who plays or does anything gets a medal these days. Yeah.
What is wrong with learning? I'm thinking
at my house of getting my tradie at the moment, who's a little injured, to build me a dais, a 1, 2, and 3. So the kids get used to that there's only three spots.
Yeah, that's it.
So if dad's taking top spot, 2 and 3 are available, unless, of course, you can beat me.
Mm.
That's how it should be.
I'm disappointed with, but I'm led to believe that these rules have been in for a couple of years now in the sample.
Well, they have
under 11s.
They have
at the
younger age level.
Yep.
Like with my lad's team, he's under 18, and I think Evie's under 19. They're there, but I mean, what are we protecting them from?
Good question. Good question.
From the good kids?
Mm. I'd say majority of that decision would be
where's
about
the protection. What? So if you're getting beaten by 20 goals
and at
8 years of age, you're going to go, I feel really bad and negative about myself because we're no good.
Because little Freddie didn't touch the ball for the game.
I think you're getting a hiding, regardless of having a scoreboard.
Mm. And they're reducing the numbers too, from 15 to 12. So it's open. It's so everyone can get a touch. Everyone can get a kick and a touch, that's what they're doing. I think that's why they've done it.
Anyway,
all right,
smarter men than us,
but
and
anyway,
women are in those positions. I just don't.
The Sample's made that decision, so. Anyway, but the backlash has been enormous from the intel I'm getting.
All right, cool.
Charles and Laurie with the Rush Hour here at Triple
R. The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
That's the Cloud Wars. Music is sport. The Round of Music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Very exciting stuff, Charles. Everything can be summed up via a tune, via a song. Any incident, any moment in time. Yeah. Take the new COD.
This morning over there in Melbourne, heavy rain lashed the state of Melbourne and Flemington was underwater. The horses in the stable had a bit of a sing-along. This is what they said to each other.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
Yep, that's what they were saying.
Looking for a connection.
Yep, good start.
Yeah, no, great start.
Australian cricket, as we know, is in crisis.
Yep.
All right, and the lead singer from this wonderful band, Air Supply, sent this off to Aaron Finch.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Anytime you can get Air Supply. Right. It's so big in the US for so long, but not respected here, really.
And Finchie spoke to Mark Taylor and sang that to him, Marky Taylor.
Tubby said that to the board as well.
Spice Girls are back again.
They're back.
Down to from 5 to 4.
No,
because old Suki Lala, she's not going to go and get involved.
Vic.
But my mate from KC Sunshine Band gave it to him. Go away. Go away, you're done. They mind their songs anyway, won't they?
Apparently they're not.
All right.
Yeah.
And the last one, Angus Brayshaw and Andrew Gaff. As we know, Gaffy gave him a little cheap shot that knocked his
chompers
to the smithereens. They caught up the other day to play golf.
They did.
And a good mate of mine, Al Green, sent this to the boys.
Baby,
so good.
God, he's got a great voice, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Is that Gaffy?
Bit of a hug.
Loving you
weather, on the 8th.
Arm and arm coming down 7/8.
Nice.
He's got some ongoing dental work, though.
Here's the cod.
Thank you. All right, Marwan Kukash, the billionaire horse owner, was threatening to get into a G-string.
Yeah, bugger!
Has me feeling all red foo and a bit of this.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah. This could have been you, too. Yucatan got up today.
Snappy!
Oh, certainly.
All right.
Chatty Sayers, our man.
Oh, yeah.
Made his first ever 50 in first class
Proud
cricket.
We love him.
Hit the theme.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii 5-0.
Our boy Chatty.
Yeah, he's going to be president of the Duck Club. He's going to make half centuries, Chatty.
I thought it was Tommy Cooper.
Oh. Yeah, good stuff.
Get the drums out when you need it.
Go, Tommy.
Michael Voss making some big claims out of Port Adelaide. They're going to be bolder and a lot better.
Vossy.
I think we need to put this to you, Vossy.
It's been a long time coming,
Grace.
But I know
losing so many games in the last 30 seconds.
Nice song.
We don't think it's going to count.
Yes, it will.
And I think to sum up the day, Melbourne Cup Day, the weather in Melbourne earlier was just atrocious.
Yeah.
And as we know in life, there is a Seinfeld episode for everything. I'll leave you with this gift from the one and only Cosmo Cromer.
It's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter. His mother was a mutter. What did I just say?
Yeah. It's the Rush Hour. Charles Louis.
Round of music.
Yeah. 104.7 Triple M.
The headline reads,
oh.
Steve Smith, a mystery brunette in a black bra and a bleary-eyed 12-hour bender. All right, so
This is about Steve Smith, the former Australian cricket captain.
So obviously playing grade cricket at the moment.
Yep.
And there is a story that he's doing the rounds. And again, this fascination with what is going on with him and Warner and Bancroft to a lesser degree.
Honestly.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop.
It has to stop.
So what's happened?
So there's a suggestion that after obviously grade cricket, he went out all night.
On the weekend.
Whilst the Aussies were getting beaten in the one dayer, which is not his responsibility.
It's got nothing to do with him.
But just sort of suggesting and then sort of dabbling into this real personal domain of events and where they went and what they were doing is almost borderline stalking.
Mm.
And it's just getting out of hand. Now, there's been several other accounts come forth of people who are actually there. So once he finished, he hung around, signed autographs for the kids.
There you go.
Watched the next level of competition. Had a few beers with the boys there. Then they took off and moved on. And went and had a few more beers.
Nothing wrong with that.
As you can do.
As we all do.
It's a free will. Is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
But
what a 12-hour bender, was it?
And to suggest just because he was out late, who cares?
Yeah.
Who absolutely cares?
And so who's stalking him?
Blow by blow. Description. The story is in the paper. It's an exclusive by Fiona Wingett. Now, I have nothing against her, but I just don't know what her MO is in writing up a story that is detailing the partying activities of a former Australian captain.
Lily, honestly. Oh,
I just don't get it. A lot of people have come to Steve's defence via Twitter and given the real story of what really happened.
Yep.
It's selective journalism at best. And again,
it's gutter journalism, mate.
I just don't know why we need to feel that we've got a report on this.
Yeah. Like, it's none of our business.
He's paying one of the harshest prices a sports person has paid.
With reputation and financial.
Yep, absolutely. So to then go, oh, hang on a minute. So we had the gutter story of him being all alone and downcast in New York.
Which he wasn't.
He'd just been up to Hugh Jackman's penthouse.
but he wasn't. He's had a couple of beers on his own.
I'm just going to show, like, not even on the long march back to the pavilion after one of his few batting fails, have we ever seen the suspended skipper of the Australian cricket team looking quite so forlorn?
Oh.
Like, what are we trying to do to this bloke? Are we trying to give him a mental health condition?
No, we're trying to destroy him. That's what we're doing. He made a mistake and he's paying the price and he'll come back better. But she should be apologising for that rubbish article.
Instead, he was drowning his sorrows until the early hours of Monday morning while the Australian cricket team desperately tried to survive the impact, to make an impact at Optus Stadium.
Please, Lee.
When he should have been proudly donning the green and gold, Smith played cricket at Manly until about 1 p.m. on Sunday. And after drinking at the Oval until 6 p.m., Well, in that time, he was actually signing autographs and doing with all these other wonderful things and making himself available.
There you go.
Then he went to Manly Wharf. Then he went to Hugo's. And we get a blow-for-blow description. Yep. And then they reveal that they ran into some lady who had a lace top and a black bra.
So he's been stalked by maybe one of her friends, and her friend's probably texting her back all this
I don't even know how they
information
get the story,
that's incorrect.
But what I'm miffed at is why that is news.
Well, it's not news. It's not news
and
in
why,
the world.
And that paper published that because... That's cheap and trash.
So who's going to hold her accountable?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping
someone's got it.
Twitter is at the moment.
Oh, they're giving it all.
There's been some stories rewritten about it all and firing right back in support of Steve.
Yep, yep.
And just saying, well, actually, that's not how it all went down. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, beautiful.
But it's just...
Yeah, he should sue her.
We're just honestly in a time and age when, I mean, when's enough?
You can't.
Enough?
Well, it's not, Lou. It's not. They'll keep digging. They'll keep coming. Yeah, and like you said, next minute he'll be pulling the pin on cricket, saying I'm depressed. But I'll tell you right now, I'm mentally cooked. Thank you.
I don't think I care what Steve Smith is doing at the moment. He's not playing in the national team.
No,
he's playing great cricket and doing what great cricketers do.
Yep, spot on.
And whatever he's doing,
just leave him alone.
It's between him and his mates and any other third party.
If he wants to get home at 5 a.m. by a cab, good luck to him.
You know, I'm just
good call. I'm glad you brought it up.
It's just frustrating. And again,
all right,
hey. The national team is struggling, all right?
Yep.
Just get used to it. We're not going that well, but you've got to accept it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not look for other angles and storylines to sell some papers just on blokes who aren't playing and because they're not hurting or actually making up stuff like, I've never seen him more down and out.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if you've ever played sport and cricket in particular, I don't care how good a mood you're in, how much money's in your bank account, when you get out, you look down and flat.
Correct.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why? Because you value your wicket.
Spot on.
Giles and Louis, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.